As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And what is happening in San Diego? Welcome in. It is finally a Friday. Quinn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. A big, long show for you today. Got a little more than 4 hours to cover ahead of tonight's Padres pregame show. And then Padres baseball tonight, a 7:15 start. It's like the old days, guys. Used to start games later. Up in San Francisco, good pitching matchup. Dylan Cease, Logan Webb. And the first of 15 must-win games for the Padres, right, as they head down the stretch and try to make sure they get into the playoffs. We have a lot coming up for you on the show today. Our Friar Friday interview, Tyler Wade, joining us from San Francisco. Also today on the program, in the 4 o'clock hour, the athletic director, that very happy athletic director at San Diego State, J.D. Wicker, talking about the Aztecs' big move to the Pac-12, and he'll be with us a little bit later on, but we welcome in Tony Gwynn Jr., who is in San Francisco as well, and I'm only hoping, Tony, that you couldn't figure out how to watch that game last night on Prime Video so that you didn't have to sit and watch what I had to watch.
Fortunately for myself, I didn't watch the game. I was grabbing some dinner with Dave Marcus and Jesse Adler. Yeah. No TVs where we were, so...
I didn't know you could go to dinner anymore without a TV somewhere. That's weird in this day.
Yeah, no, we went to our end of the year dinner. We took Dave out.
Oh, good.
Actually, to a place that's at the new arena. I didn't notice we were at the new arena until we were leaving the place. Oh, this place is like underneath the arena, basically. But I didn't have to watch the game. I definitely, you know, picked up the phone after and saw that Tua was concussed and. And then the kind of storm that then caused a lot of interesting thoughts out there on it. But I definitely thought about you and the fact that, you know, we had talked. And so you can imagine, without actually having watched the game, the thing that was ringing in my head was Josh Allen being player of the week for however many straight weeks. That's all I was thinking about. I was like, no way he did it again. But then I got home, kind of saw some of the highlights, realized he didn't really have that big of a game.
He didn't need to.
Yeah, they were running the ball quite often. And, you know, another, you know, I hate to do this because I'm so against it. But everybody's putting it out there like we react to a team losing in week two of the season and how these are testers. I don't think it is. I think this is just a bad loss for the Dolphins. I don't think it says anything about who they are moving forward. I do, however, think that it does say about something about the Buffalo Bills, which I think is true. And that is, last year they finished the year running the football a whole lot more than they were throwing it. And that watching last night made me understand that that is their new identity now. That is why I think they felt comfortable moving off of
Diggs. Some of those receivers, yeah.
At some of the receivers, because they're about to play a whole different type of brand of football.
Yeah.
And it bodes well late in the season in that cold weather when nobody really wants to tackle you at that point.
Yeah, Dolphins didn't get the memo. I mean, honestly,
no.
This is all before the Tua thing. I mean, the Tua thing's going to take precedence in the minds of me and a lot of Dolphin fans and just people in general. But I know that a lot of people tuned in today. They want to hear what I'm going to say about my team. They were outcoached miserably. They were outperformed at every level, and they deserved to lose the game by 3 touchdowns. And you know, as a Miami fan, this is what else is new? They don't play well against good teams. And if you just have to go back through the last couple of years since McDaniel's been there, they blow out everybody that they should, and they lay eggs against good teams. So with that being said, though, you can't take it all away from Buffalo. No. Miami was geared up. I know they were geared up to make sure Josh Allen couldn't run the football. Well, guess what? He gained 2 yards in the game. And while they were trying to stop that, they just kept handing off to James Cook, and he's running up the middle and running into the end zone. To me, you've got to make an adjustment somewhere along the line. And the performance of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle was abysmal and embarrassing for guys of that caliber. And the Miami offensive line is one of the worst in football. I don't know if it's the worst, but they finally eventually got Tua, you know, concussed and beat up and throwing pick sixes and off his back foot because guys are in his grill. And the future for Tua Tagovailoa is certainly up in the air. We're going to talk more about it later because I don't think everybody tunes in to hear Dolphin talk, and I don't blame you. We're in San Diego, but it was a long night, obviously, to sit and watch your favorite, yeah, my favorite team play. They got waxed in every way, shape, or form. So
I thought, as you can imagine, there's a bunch of, you know, different ideas and opinions floating around there about Tua. But I thought Bart Scott kind of hit the nail on the head. I don't know if we'll have a chance to play that later on in the show. But he's speaking from a standpoint of being in those shoes before. And I thought he spoke very candidly and honest about it. So we'll get to that later. But we do have, I assume, we do have bigger things to check off our list here.
Yes, we do. I mean, this is what we play for, right? I mean, this is why you go through, you know, spring training, and you're doing. I'm serious.
I don't know what Tony's doing right now.
What's he
sprinting?
Oh, he's sprinting. Oh, he's doing the sprint.
Well, we're into the marathon.
Yeah, we're into the sprint, man. This is why we all drive down to Peoria and, you know, roll out the, you know, and go through all of that.
This is why we torture ourselves throughout the season.
And we play April and May, and we live
more. More importantly, I think this is the time where you finally won't hear me say,
"Yeah, right,
man, this is a marathon, man."
Thank goodness for that, Scraby
it's
says.
The most wonderful time.
We finally got Tony to agree that this is a big game tonight.
For Grit Christmas.
No, hold on. See, he's putting words in my mouth. I said nothing about big games. I just said we are in sprint mode.
Oh, I heard you say must win big game and if they lose, they're out.
All 15 are must wins at this point. But
no.
This is what's good. I love baseball, and I love it most now. Most people do. And I think you'll hear it from Tyler Wade when he comes on our Friday Friday interview in a little while. This is what the guys live for. I mean, they understand that it's a long season, and there's certain things you kind of got to do to break it up. And, you know, you have an all-star break in there, and you have road trips, and you have homestands, and you have bobblehead giveaways, and you have, you know, all of this stuff. And then finally you get down to it, and it's great to be a part of it. It really is. This is down to brass tacks,
yeah,
this
baby.
Is it. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Padres are going to end up in the playoffs, but it's not guaranteed. And that makes 15 games a whole lot of fun to watch starting tonight, Tony. And, yeah, I think this team is, you know, well-equipped to handle what is coming in the next 17 days.
I just feel like this is like, you know, it was, as I said yesterday, it was never going to be easy. We are now last 15. And this is a great way to be sharpening your sword. I mean, Logan Webb is that type of pitcher you're going to see. Like, a guy who don't give up anything. And you got to figure out the puzzle tonight in the same way that the Giants. And the Giants don't have far less at stake here. This is about, you know, pride and numbers for them at this point more than it is about anything else, at least for the individuals. But for the Padres, this is like, all right. Test one. Practice test number one here. 15 to go. You got a guy like Logan Webb on the mound that, you know, is one of them dudes. So, Padres trying to get back on. You know, they've played basically 500 baseball since that streak that they were on. And now is the time. And listen, in the games that they've lost, there's been like mistakes in there where they had gone a long time really without making mistakes at all and just playing, you know, pretty close to perfect baseball. You got to kind of start moving back towards that here towards the end. You want to cut down on any, you know, mistakes that open doors for the other team. And when you, you know, from a pitching standpoint, when you walk a guy, or an error is made behind you, you got to come back, get that next guy. And I think the Padres, they know what's up. I have more confidence in this group of 26/28 than I've had in any group since I've been here. And that includes the 2022 group that got to the NLCS. Remember, that team, you know, backed into that playoff. And then as soon as the playoffs came, the switch went up, and then they took down, you know, who they took down, Mets, Dodgers. But I feel more confident in this group than I did in that group.
I think it's the best team they've had in, you know, maybe 20 years. I'm going to go back to the, you know, the mid-2000s when they had four consecutive winning seasons. I think this is the best of this group, you know, the Manny Machado era group. And yeah. I think it's going to play out that way. So, yes, I'm with you, Tony. I'm very confident. But baseball is what it is. And as you said, if you don't do the things you're supposed to do, baseball will take you out. So you've got to, you're right. You got to get a good, Cease's got to get back down here. He can't afford to give up too many because Logan Webb probably is not going to give up too many. Logan Webb pitching at home. He's got a 2-point-something ERA at home. He's really good there. He's always been good there.
I mean, what, with Padres, they lost to him here in San Diego here last homestand.
And he shut them down in San Francisco earlier this year.
They had 10 hits in that game, and he still found a way to keep them off the board. So it's not going to be an easy task at all.
No, he's a good pitcher, but I think the Padres have a, you know, they have a. This team is something I feel real confident about. The lead though, is not. You don't have a lot of room for, you know, breathing, right? I mean, it's you're a half behind the Diamondbacks. They're playing tonight against the Brew Crew. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's in Arizona. The Padres are a game and a half ahead of the fast-closing Mets. The Mets begin a series in Philadelphia tonight, so maybe you get a little help. The Braves, for their part, they're home, but they've got the Dodgers. So all three of the teams that the Padres are fighting with have difficult opponents this weekend. Doesn't mean you sit back and lose a couple games and hope you get help. What it means is you go out and win and hope when you look up at the end of the weekend, you've gained some ground. That's what you've got to think about.
Apply pressure. Don't take any on. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the idea of going out winning and forcing them to have to, you know, go out and do the thing. I it, it was I liked it better when, at least when we were in the Midwest or East Coast, because our result would get done, and then we'd get to sit there and watch to see what happens. That's not the case. These are all West Coast games happening, so we're going to be basically playing at the same time.
Yeah, well,
we'll be a little bit later, actually.
Yeah, right. No, when the Padres take the field today, they'll know the Mets result. They'll most likely know the Braves result, and the Diamondbacks game will have just
LA's,
started.
So. LA is in Atlanta?
They are in Atlanta. Oh,
okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
Those two games will probably be over by the time the Padres play, but I don't know. You know, if you're the scoreboard will have the scores up there. So, you know.
Really?
Well, my point is you're not going to be able to avoid it. So go ahead and see what happens and then get to business and beat the Giants. Look, the Giants took 2 out of 3 here last weekend. And the only thing that bothered me about that series, Tony, was that it was a bunch of guys that I've never honestly heard of that did the damage, right? It was the kid center fielder with 2 home runs on Saturday night. It was Gerard Encarnacion, I believe, who hit the 3-run bomb on Sunday. Kurt Casale. Can't let these guys beat you. I mean, if you're the Padres. I mean, you got to bear down, get everybody. You know Yastrzemski. You know some of these guys, Conforto and Matt Chapman and, you know, some guys. But I don't want these no-names jumping up and causing us havoc this weekend the way they did last weekend. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the beauty of divisional matchups. Like, you just, you know. The Colorado Rockies certainly shouldn't have a winning record against the Padres. They do, though. So, I mean, that's kind of how these things go. But you're right. They put all that aside. You just got to go out and win some ball games.
Do your thing, and you're going to be fine. Exactly. All right. Game time, as mentioned, is 7:15 tonight. Sammy's pregame show, 6:15. So that gives us quite a bit of time to sit back, relax, enjoy the program today. As I said, we got a lot to get to. Tyler Wade, we got J.D. Wicker later. We got all our regular segments, a countdown on a Friday. So sit back, relax, enjoy. It's Gwynn and Chris. And I got to be honest with you guys. That's about as happy as I can sound after what happened in that football game last night.
I'm still waiting for the venting session at some point.
I don't know.
It's going to have to come in this first hour.
You know who's going to get me going on it.
You know
the guy over here I walked in today, and the first thing he goes is, "Oh, I'm surprised you're not wearing your Tua jersey to honor him in his retirement." You know, it's always good with friends like that. Who needs enemies?
You know,
he doesn't put an arm around you to make you feel better. He digs the knife in and twists.
He's a tough love type of guy.
Well, it is Friday the 13th, so I needed to do something. But I really was planning coming in here today and just giving you a really hard time about how bad your team looked. But I saw it a little bit earlier, and I don't want to wade into those waters because they're very serious waters.
Well, it's not fun to watch your team play like that, and I will tell you that if McCaffrey goes down with a knee injury and he's out for the season, and the Niners lose in Minnesota 30-0, you're not going to be in much of a mood to talk about it either. At least if you're a fan.
Why are you hoping for Christian McCaffrey injuries?
Say I'm hoping for anything.
I never hope for a Tua injury.
I never heard hope.
I didn't say I was hoping for anything. I said if that would happen,
that would be terrible for everyone.
You would understand where I'm coming from. If you're a fan of your team, a loss like that shouldn't feel good. That's how I look at it, and so it doesn't.
See, everybody, this is why I'm not wading into those waters.
Factoids.
All right. We'll come back. We'll see where this all goes. Scraby and I will be grappling before it's all over on Gwynn and Chris.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, ask and you shall receive.
Christian McCaffrey's out for the year.
Nobody's out for Sunday with a possible IR.
Ooh, now the shoe is starting to switch over to the other foot all of a sudden here.
We go to break, and obviously Chris just finished saying what he said, and this is the first story on ESPN. Boom. Out for Sunday, second straight game. He continues to deal with lingering calf and Achilles injury. Said Coach Kyle Shanahan said Friday that McCaffrey had his worst day health-wise Thursday in terms of pain. Injury reserve is now under consideration, according to Shanahan, which would mean McCaffrey missing at least the next four games.
Well, I will say this for Kyle Shanahan. He has improved by 72 hours his performance last Monday when he waited until 10 minutes before kickoff to tell everybody. So yeah. Give him that. But I also wanted to, before you comment, Mr. Scraby, I just want you to say, needle me and the Dolphins at your own peril the rest of the day.
I've been reading a lot about
this. You could be on the receiving end of this on Monday.
I've been doing a lot of texting to some of the reporter friends that I've made in the Bay Area over the years.
Okay.
Asking if, is this a real worry for the rest of the year? And they said, yes, it's a real worry. But they also said they're just being really, really, really careful with him. give him the four or five games to figure it out, and not try to force anything right now, not try to do anything long term to his calf or Achilles. So I'm not too worried yet.
I think it's the arrogance of the 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah.
The arrogance of the 49ers. Yeah. Why do you always use that word?
Well, first of all, their fans are arrogant.
No, we're
thus
not.
They are arrogant.
Yeah, I mean, you
we're
guys
are just extremely confident in our team.
The most arrogant fans I've ever seen in my life. And the 49ers just feel like they can roll the ball out there and beat the Vikings this week with or without him. I mean, look, it's one thing to be very, very careful. But I believe if they were 1-3, they might have a little bit more, you know, interest in getting him taped up and out on the field.
I agree.
But they don't feel like they're going to be 1-3. They feel like they're going to win all these games anyway.
They feel like they're going to pop their collars all the way to another victory. So,
well, yeah. When Jordan Mason runs for 147 yards.
Okay. Listen, it's hard to dispute it.
You know what? You see, say we're not either, arrogant, and then you make those comments.
He couldn't resist.
But those
Chris.
Are
he
factual
was,
things.
He
that
was
I
trying
can say.
To be humble, and the real Niner-ism yeah, no just chance. Came out of him.
He has no chance.
He has no chance. I will say, I do feel bad for fantasy football players everywhere who chose
what?
Christian McCaffrey, because this was off the radar. Like an extended stay on the IR, number one overall pick.
Hang with them.
Who has Christian McCaffrey in our league?
Braden had the number one pick.
Oh, okay, then I don't feel so bad. So.
Are you just
hang not,
you're anti-Braden?
No, I'm just anti-Braden because he has CMC in our league, and you know if he goes on IR, it's going to be tough for Braden. Now, fantasy football is way more of an implication than real-life football.
He has a way more brilliant football mind than you, buddy, so I would chill out.
You didn't hear me calling plays yesterday off of his play sheet before the show.
Oh, you were calling plays off his play sheet?
X smoke Y... D3. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, this is a delay of game waiting to happen
toothpaste
right here. This guy
banana.
Calling plays in.
I don't get even where he's talking about.
All right, whatever.
But so nonetheless, Christian McCaffrey, ironically, after that last segment,
seriously,
is going to miss Sunday's game, possibly more time. We tapped into it a little bit with Tua's head injury in last night's game, but there's obviously a lot of opinions flying around. I think Antonio Pierce, head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, was asked what would he tell him, and he said, I would tell him to retire. He just thought it wasn't that important in terms of his long-term health. Now, mind you, Antonio Pierce was asked what he would tell him when he suggested that, but I thought Bart Scott had probably the best version of what's at least going through the mind of Tua.
You know, everybody think I retired because my toe, right? I had reconstructive surgery on my toe and I left. But really it was because, like, I started seeing spots and lights. I had light sensitivity. I never really shared this with anybody, but I feel inclined to do this in this intimate, setting that we have. And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, you know what? It's time to fold it up. And, you know, it's about the people that's around Tua, right? Because it's hard for him not to make an emotional decision. That's why you put people around you, your team, that you trust with your life and to make lifelong decisions. And you give them the information and then you come together and you make a collective decision because it can't be a decision. And sometimes, you know, I regret that I walked away. And sometimes, you know, because you have to live with that. Like, you know, leaving a game that you've dedicated your entire life to is like a death. I tell people all the time, athletes have two deaths, right? And you don't know what to do. You wake up the next day and you're 30 years old, you're 20 years old, and you don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life. And everything that you've done has been defined by being a football player. And it's not who you are, it's what you do. But all the laws and everything that we've learned and all the best qualities of us were learned on the football field, how to work with others, how to be accountable. And now you're not a part of that, and it's the loneliest feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we see God.
Yeah, there's a lot for him to unpack. And I just think what Mike McDaniel said was good today. I mean, it's just too early. Let him be. Let him try to get healthy and feel better. And then he'll unpack everything. And, you know, it's not up for us to say. It really isn't. Everybody is different. Tony, you know, you and I could be in the same. Let's just say, I know you're never going to be in one because you hate the water. But let's say we're in a boat. We're in a boat somewhere, and we run into another boat, and we're both injured, and we're both lying in the hospital. I might say, I can't wait to go riding in the boat again tomorrow. And you might say, well, that's it. I'm never going out there again.
I mean, you just don't know. I shouldn't have gone out there in the first place.
Yeah. You just don't know what everybody needs to think. And, you know, on a surface, seems pretty simple. Don't play anymore. You could get badly hurt. But in a lot of ways, Tony, isn't every football player facing that reality almost every time they go out on the field?
I think that's why, you know, they're wired the way they are in a lot of cases, because that has to be the mindset. I know we think of it as a sport and we know the dangers of it, but for them, it's much more than that. And so, you know, I find the discourse about Tua, albeit coming from a good place, you know, I think people want to see him healthy. I just don't feel like it's the right place for us to be in, because ultimately we can't know what's going through his mind and how he's kind of weighing the importance of different things in his life. And so, yeah, it's far too early. I mean, it just happened less than 24 hours ago. I mean, he even had a full 24 hours to, like, process any of this stuff. And the thing is, he may not even be thinking about it in the same way we are, right? Yeah. So, you know, I think in the interview he did with Levitard maybe a couple weeks ago, when the whole issue about his prior coach, not necessarily Coach Brian Flores, not necessarily treating him right. In that same interview, they talked about his family and how they felt about him coming back to play after the concussions. He said his mom certainly was the main vocal one, saying, "You know, I think you should, you know, think about this in terms of playing again." And, you know, in that interview, he said, I totally understand where mom's come from now with kids of my own and my wife and how she kind of views this. But he didn't seem like it was a thought that even crossed his mind the last time in terms of retiring, at least in that interview. So,
right. It certainly didn't cross his mind when he was diving for that first down last night.
No.
I mean, everybody says, why didn't he slide? That's not what he does. He's a bit of a competitor like that.
But it's just like everybody else, every other quarterback. You have to go feet first, or else you're going to get hurt.
Listen, quarterbacks make those decisions all the time. I wasn't watching the game, and I didn't know where the first down line was.
It was fourth down, and they were down on the 5-yard line.
He was trying to make a play.
He had to get the first down to keep the thing alive. I mean,
how many yards did he get it by?
Yeah. He made it by a yard and a half. So you're right. Okay. If he would have slid. I know people have said, but if he would have slid, it would have been much closer, and it would have just depended on the spot and all of that.
So he just put his head down.
So he put his head down to make sure he got it, and he got it. But he also
got right into the side of the head.
Yeah. He's not even the first quarterback this year to put his head down and go over. I just saw Lamar Jackson do it last week a couple of different times. So
Jayden Daniels did it too. It's like,
yeah. He obviously didn't have the same luck that the other guys did, because he certainly had he certainly concussed on the field. I was glad to see him walk off on his own power. We'll see where it goes from there.
I have a question in the Big Five for you guys, and there is a business aspect to all of this. And Tua just signed a contract, and there's some different things that they can do. So
it has to do with the doctor's decision.
It really does.
They rule him out of football. He's going to make a lot of money. He rules himself out of football. He's going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it'll be fun to kick.
That's a
that
lot
around.
Of pressure for him to stay in football.
It's part of it.
Anyway. Listen, we've seen guys walk away from money before, and when it comes to their health. All right, let's slide away. Let's get to
real
break
quick,
here.
Tony. Do you want to hear my Miami Dolphin fanatic opinion? This is me being an over the top fan.
Should I leave the room?
No, I'm just giving it out there to people, because I think people that are crazy fans may appreciate it. I'm not interested one way or another right now whether he comes back, if he's going to keep playing like that. Isn't that a terrible thought to have?
I had no idea where you were going.
Isn't that a terrible thought to have?
is not for a fan. I think it's a perfectly logical.
Yeah.
I don't know about logical. It's a perfectly normal thought, I should say.
I mean, that interception off the back foot. Oh,
come on. Please.
Oh, man. That was really funny. Yeah. I didn't know where you were going.
That speaks to that bad offensive line that just.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
My man was under duress quite often.
Yeah. He was.
All right. Let's get to break. on the other side, it's Friar Friday, so that means Mr. Tyler Wade will join us to talk a little bit about where these guys' heads at with the sprint, 15-game sprint ahead of them. And I think one of the unsung jobs this year done, one of the many unsung jobs done by this bench of the Padres, Tyler Wade included in that. We'll get to it all when we return. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
All right, a lot going on this Friday. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios, where he and the rest of us just learned that Christian McCaffrey will not be playing Sunday for the 49ers against the Vikings, and a stint on the injured reserve is under consideration. There's some other quick football notes for you, because I know everybody's setting their fantasy lineups today and want to get everything right. This, I think, is weird, but the Packers have yet to rule out Jordan Love for this game against the Colts.
It's a mind game. It's just trying to force them to prepare for Jordan Love in any way possible.
Just reading what it says. He has a torn, partial tear of the MCL?
Something like that.
Yeah. So he hasn't yet been ruled out. Let's see. Odunze and Keenan Allen for Bears. Game time decisions. That'll be good for Caleb Williams, who could actually use all the help he could get. And this one, the Kansas City Chiefs went out and signed Hollywood Brown to a big contract to give Mahomes another weapon. He's now scheduled for surgery, and Andy Reid says Hollywood could be done for the season. Mm. So a couple of notes there for you. All right, Padres and Giants tonight. It's Friar Friday. And just a little bit ago, Tony and I caught up with the do-everything reserve for the Padres. Has been a big, valuable part of what's gone on this year. And I know you'll enjoy hearing Tyler Wade. And indeed, something we look forward to, of course, every single week here on Gwen and Chris, our Friar Friday interview. And today, one of the real good guys, Tyler Wade, joins us from San Francisco. Padres getting ready to take on the Giants tonight, start a 3-game series. And Tyler, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how is this team? Take us a little bit behind the scenes and give us a little give us the pulse of this thing with 15 games to go. Is it a little different than earlier in the year?
Yeah, man, I'm great. Had a good off day yesterday. Beautiful day here in San Fran. Not too cold, which is always nice. But yeah, dude, the team's great, man. I feel like we've had the same vibe all year, which is very special and unique. And I think that's what makes this group super special and what makes us so dangerous is we come to the ballpark every single day with a new slate, and we just try to focus on the day and win today. So yeah, man, vibes are great. Boys are buzzing, and yeah, we're just trying to finish strong.
Ty, I got to kind of feel everybody. Me and Ty pretty much talk every day, you know, whether it's a high buy or whether it's a deeper conversation. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for the job you've done this year, because it's not an easy job to do at the big league level. Just talk about your mindset a little bit, knowing that, you know, it may be a week and a half before you get a chance to start. It may be longer. Just talk about staying ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, man. You know, Schiltsy does a really good job of communicating along with the staff, with Espo and Barbs and Leap, and just everybody. They do a really good job of communicating, especially earlier in the year when we got Louie and Dono. They kind of just explained to the role. So then, with that being said, like, I was able to tailor my routine from playing every day and platooning to, all right, let me figure out how to be game ready every single day, regardless of the amount of time that's gone between starts or at bat. So I just I credit them, man, and I kind of told you, Tony, like, I've been doing this for a while now, and I've figured out routines that work for me, and I've just trying to the biggest thing I preach, man, is consistency. So if I can go in there and have my routine is harder than the game, and then get out to the game and just try to slow things down, then I just go out there and compete and just trust my work.
Tyler Wade, he's been really, really a big plus, I think, in every way for the Padres this year. Joining us on our Friar Friday interview from San Francisco. Tyler, I want to go back to this time a year ago. I wasn't with you guys in Oakland, but I imagine we're going through a little different different vibe at the end of last season with the A's. Come to the Padres. I don't want you to trash an organization that you've left behind, but how lucky do you feel to be playing at Petco Park in front of a sellout crowd every night and involved in a pennant race, as opposed to a lame duck franchise right now that could be going to a minor league ballpark soon?
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it, but I mean, I'm extremely blessed to be here and playing for the Padres and playing. Honestly, like I've been lucky enough to play for some pretty good organizations. You know, spending the majority of my career in New York and playing in front of those fans, and then making the playoffs 5 times, and now coming here, man. It's these fans are special. It's coming out to Petco every single night, and it's sold out crowd, and just the energy from pitch one, man. So it's been a blessing for me. And being able to go to war with these guys every single day. And the best way I can explain it, man, it's just like, it feels like summer ball with the guys. And it's like our 8th year playing with each other, and everyone's just out there playing for one another. And that's something special too, man. So I'm extremely lucky and fortunate. And I'm thankful for AJ and everybody with the Padres that wanted to bring me over here. So it's been great with that. And then, you know, with Oakland last year, man, like I said, I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, last year it wasn't ideal. Obviously, as a competitor, you want to put the best product out on the field and try to compete in the big leagues to make the playoffs. But you know, like I learned from last year, I truly believe me being able just to play a lot last year got me ready for this year, and it's contributed to a lot of my success this year and things I've gone through. And man, I like I said, man, everything's a lesson, and I'm just fortunate to be here now.
Tyler Wade joins us here on this Friar Friday. Many don't know he would have been an Aztec, as if he didn't end up signing to be a pro. Talk a little bit about last year, because you and I have talked about this behind the scenes. You really feel like that experience, despite all of the chaos that kind of surrounded that organization over the past couple years, you feel like, you kind of hit on it, you feel like that kind of helped you get ready. How so? Going through last year, did that help you prepare for the roles that you've had to play this year?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this to you, but like, I just felt like you're kind of naked there, man. Like, just don't really have help, so you kind of are just you're forced to do things on your own, right? So like, you know, just me being able to just figure things out, man. Like we talked about it earlier in the year, man. Like I went to a no stride last year, just like pure coincidence of something that I felt, and no one told me to do that, just something that I felt, man. So you know, it's just, you know, I think God's got his ways to putting you in situations that benefit you. And I just felt like that situation benefited me, and it brought me into this year. And I kind of just been rolling off what I learned last year and built off.
Tyler, how many gloves do you bring to the ballpark with you?
Man, I have like 4, dude. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But, you know, it's like I said, man, that's also been one of the biggest blessings in my career, is being able to be athletic enough to play all these positions. So yeah, I mean, man, if I need 5, I can care less, man. Whatever helps the team.
Real quick, as a follow up to that, you're a major league infielder, and you know you play next to this guy. We watch Manny Machado as fans, maybe, you know, media people. Tony watches it from a little different angle because he played in the big leagues. We didn't, but when somebody is that good at what they do, and I'm just talking about his play at third base, I mean, how do you couch it in your own mind? I mean, standing next to this guy, you can't watch him because you've got things to do and bases to cover. But, you know, what is the feeling in, you know, in your mind, and everybody's watching Manny do what he does? Because it amazes all of us. I wonder if you guys have a similar feeling.
Yeah, it pisses me off. He makes it look so easy because it's not that easy. Like dude, I'm telling you, there's plays where you can, whether I'm on the bench or if I'm at short or second, wherever I'm at, like there's times where like you're sitting there, you're just watching, you don't have a base to cover, whatever you're doing, and you're like, that ball's down the line or that ball's in the hole, and sure enough, man, he's got it, standing up on 2 feet, and he's not even looking, and he just throws it from the ground, and it's hitting Crony or whoever's out first in the chest, and it's special, dude. It's something that I've seen from the opposing side, and now that I'm on it and I see it every single day, it's pretty special. And two, man, like I don't think a lot of people see. I mean, Tony, you know, Chris, you know, like he puts in a lot of work, man. That's just not. He's just out there. He's doing his thing, but he's putting in the work too, man. So being able to see that day in and day out, man, it's special.
Tyler Wade joins us here, Friar Friday. And Tyler, we often, those of who have been in this game know about the dog days of August. Just talk about how the mindset changes once the calendar changes to September, especially when your ball club is in the thick of it as the Padres are. I know none of the aches and pains go away, but I would imagine once that calendar turns to September, there's just a different vibe about everything from that standpoint. Clearly this team is in a full sprint mode right now. Talk a little bit about that changeover, like once that calendar changes and the mindset that comes along with it.
Playoff baseball, man, is meaningful baseball. I feel like this is the time now where you get your mind ready for the pennant race, man, and going into the playoffs, man. But like I said, I kind of said this earlier, man. We talked about ourselves and like, hey, like, doesn't matter what month it is, what day of the week. It's just, let's treat every single day like it's a playoff game, man. And that's something that's not easy to do. And it's a credit to these guys that every single day in and day out, we've held each other accountable and have been able to do that, man. And just focusing on each day, like not looking too far ahead and not looking in the past or the future, man. It's just staying present. And I think that's been a big part of our success.
Tyler, last thing, we appreciate the time as always. You talked about the brotherhood. You talked about the way this team gets along and goes to work every day together. When one of your guys, you know, one of the guys you go to work with every day, you know, gets sent to the minor leagues. I mean, Luis Camposano, I'm talking about Waldron happened a month ago.
Yeah.
Where do you go on that? That is a tough one. I'm sure that almost every guy to a man on this team tried to talk to Camposano or has contacted him and, you know, roots for him to, you know, do whatever he's got to do to get back here. But this is part of the business. I'm sure you understand that. But how do you deal with it?
Man, it's tough, right? I mean, he's such a good dude, Waldy and Louis. So, man, it's tough, man. But I think everyone understands it. Like, it's part of the business side of things. Unfortunately, when you have options, it just sucks. Regardless of how you're doing or, you know, it's just like, I've been that guy for so many years. So I feel for them. But man, they know they're a big part of this and we need them going forward. So I think both of them are professional enough to, you know, like understand like what their role is and do their thing. And they'll be back soon helping us in the playoffs. So I think everyone's kind of talked to them and made them feel at ease with the move, but man, they're professionals, man. They're great people and they understand how valuable they are to us.
Well, there's no question Tyler Wade has been valuable to the Padres, and I know he will continue to be moving forward. Tyler, we look forward to the last 15 games and whatever's after that. Thanks for everything you've given this franchise and these fans this year. It's been fun, and we look forward to more good times.
Absolutely. Hopefully there's more coming from it. So thank you guys for having me.
Tyler Wade doing a good job there, just like the good job he's been doing all season for the Padres. Padres and Giants tonight. Still looking for a lineup, but the game isn't going to be played for another 4.5 hours. All of a sudden, 7:15 just seems like forever from now.
I mean, I'm in bed at that time.
I have to stay up a little later tonight to see how things turn out at Oracle Park. All right, we've got Daily Gambit, some other things in hour number two. Later on, J.D. Wicker from the San Diego State. Athletic director in the wake of the move to the Pac-12. Excited to have him on in a little while. So more Gwen and Chris. Don't go anywhere.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.